We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Community members are mourning the loss of William Patterson, who is known for his contributions to the African American community, youth education, and the arts. Patterson passed away on Tuesday at age 58. He has worked as the co-director of the Hip Hop Innovation Center and clinical associate professor at U of I School of Music. Patterson launched iPowered, which provided African American college students with tools to aid marginalized communities. Patterson has also won awards for his impact on the community, including the 2006 Campus Award for Excellence in Public Engagement and 40 North's ACE Award, which recognizes individuals for contributing arts and culture to their communities. This Friday, Patterson will be honored with the Distinguished Alumni Award by the CU Schools Foundation, which recognizes community members who serve as role models for young people. A Carl ophthalmologist advised people to use solar eclipse glasses during next week's solar event. Saba Al-Niami said that looking at the eclipse with a naked eye could burn one's retina in seconds. It is also important to make sure of using real eclipse glasses and not a fake pair. Real eclipse glasses will look pitch black when looked at. It is also not safe to look through a device either unless it has a special filter labeled ISO 123122. The Champaign Public Health Department partnered with Credible Mind to launch a new program designed to help people dealing with mental illness. The program allows people to take an assessment exam and receive free resources to get the help they need. The program was also made to lessen the load for doctors and better the experience for those that need help. This free program is open to anyone in Champaign County. Following the recent murder of an 11-year-old boy, Illinois State Republicans are calling for a reform to the Prisoner Review Board. Crossetti Brand was a prisoner from Stateville Prison who was granted parole on March 12th following the board's approval of his release. The following day, Brand stabbed the son of a woman he was previously in a relationship with to death. Two board members resigned after their decision to approve his release. Illinois Senate Republicans are currently asking to increase penalties for people who violate an order of protection and the qualifications for the board itself. Following the incident with Brand, Governor J.B. Pritzker has mentioned that the training will be enhanced for members of the board moving forward. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Stephanie Orellana, Adeline Moy, Joy Quezada, and Nick Rocho. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oscroba. For WPGU News, I'm Emily Huffman.